The latest from the Magic Morning Show at mymagicfm.com.
It's the Magic Morning Show with Samson and Jackie. Now look, it's been a week-long venture, Jackie.
It's been a long time coming, but we've done it.
And I'm hoping this is an Australian media first. I think it is.
I think so.
Don't quote us. we have Mr. Jeff Rissell, co-creator of the Towns of Australia Facebook page and the man behind the Teest Town Awards, where Port Pirie recently came out on top. And we've also got Mayor Leon Stevens of Port Pirie with us, the front man questioning and seeking to overturn these results. Gentlemen, welcome.
G'day, how
are
we doing?
Yeah, g'day.
Guys, just consider us the mediators.
Yeah, we're just here to witness and observe.
Mr. Stevens, what would you like to say to Mr. Rissell on behalf of Port Pirie?
Bugger off.
Yes! We were secretly hoping you'd say that.
Yeah. And why is that, Mr. Stevens?
I sort of understand where you're going with this, but it's starting to wear a bit thin. I reckon at school, were you one of those kids that used to slap people on the back with a sticker and say, kick me?
Oh, I was one of the kids that used to sit in the corner and eat paint, to be honest. But, I just want to thank you for getting the Towns brand out there. You've done great work for us this week. We've been inundated with new followers. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day is that it's not to my pleasure that I'm doing that, I honestly tell you. But and to the advice that I've been given from some of my media colleagues to say, just leave this alone. But I'm sort of very proud of our town and the hard work that we have done. I sort of don't appreciate the label. How are we going to do this, mate? Do you want me to offer you up a new town to give you to
Leon, are you going to throw another town under the bus?
Or are you going to create a town from scratch? I'm confused.
Another one under the bus, everyone to do. But I was just trying to understand. Rissell, what's the game?
Well, see, I think there's actually a real opportunity here for you. If you go and look at our page, a lot of the coverage we've had this week, there's loads of people that actually want to come to Port Pirie now because of our writing and because of the jokes. There's actually a really good tourism opportunity out there for you if you went and put some work into it.
Mate, that's what we've been doing a lot of, I'll tell you what. And I'm not sure if you're unpicking my good work.
That's a good point, Leon.
True.
I don't know. We've actually had mayors of other towns sort of slide into our DMs this week and say, hey, if you do end up giving Port Pirie a shove, we'd love to be in that slot. So there's definitely some people out there that see the merit of it.
Fun fact, I like that.
Wait, Leon, does that change your perspective on the award?
No.
No?
Absolutely not. No. Oh, I mean, if you changed a couple of words in it to the top 10 pot towns,
okay. What do you think of that compromise, Mr. Rissell?
I don't think that's going to fly, if I'm honest.
Doesn't quite suit the brand of the page, does it?
No. Who might think we're selling out at that point?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Although, okay. If there's some money involved, hey, I'm up for sale.
He can be bought.
Open to bribe.
You know, like one of the things that I just wanted to get across there, you know, we are working very, very hard as a community to make sure that we have a good name in the region. Not sure that Shitter's Town comes into it because, you know, like we sort of would like to find another way of people coming to us, a more effective and professional way. So can you tell me what sort of stats you do have of people wanting to come stay in Port Pirie because we've made it to number one?
I don't have any stats around that at the moment, but we could try and get a few numbers for you if you'd like. The award's based on a vote, so there's 38% of people who voted in it voted for Port Pirie, so it's the democracy side of it, really, I guess. It's not just us that's doing it. Like,
are they 38% of Port Pirians that vote?
Anyone can sign up, so if you want to get people to sign up and vote for Whyalla or wherever, go for it.
You know, I heard a radio interview one day, and you said you'd actually been to Port Pirie many times.
Yeah, of course.
What, was that virtually or actually?
No. Yeah, boots on the ground, have been there, toured around. I used to have a job where I travelled around the countryside a fair bit, so I've been to almost all the towns covered in the write-up.
I have to put this forth to you. Mr. Rissell, you've obviously upset the Mayor, Leon Stevens, quite a bit. Would you say sorry, or are you keen to take back any of the remarks, or how are you feeling about that?
All our writing is done tongue-in-cheek, so hopefully it's taken with that intent.
Okay.
Yeah. Last time I did something tongue-in-cheek, Rissell, I bloody bit me tongue.
Well, I'm glad that's how that sentence ended.
Hey, okay. Well, how about this? Leon, you did mention you wanted to, you offered to take him out for a coffee in our last interview and to kind of show him around the place personally.
Is that still on the table? Would you have him come back to Port Pirie, as he's obviously been in there before, and would you personally show him the best parts of Port Pirie?
Oh, okay.
And Mr. Rissoles, would you take him up on the offer?
Yeah, gladly. We're planning a tour into the year, so we're absolutely put that one on.
September 29, we have our local picnic on. Picnic. And the whole town, 12,000 people, and I'd dearly love you to be linked arms with me and walk around and have a look in that. We could perhaps put off the barbecue with some Rissole. They got the good ones for you, Rissole. They did. They got some nice fresh produce that would look really nice. So,
local Rissoles, were they?
Yes, they were. Local supermarket?
So, yeah.
They were indeed. Mr. Rissole, can you come back in September?
I'll have a look at the calendar, but yeah, I will do my absolute best.
Well,
that would be
amazing. That's what I'm talking about.
Woohoo!
I wanted to take you around quite a bit of Port Pirie, so I don't think one day is easy enough to do it. And then I'm going to try and offer you a job as an ambassador for Port Pirie.
Oh, yes. Oh, take him up on it.
There's so many possibilities. Gentlemen, we've got to end it there. But thank you so much for coming on. I love the fact that we've gotten you to speak, and we'll definitely exchange numbers and make it happen.
I can't believe it's the first time you've spoken to one another.
No. And if we're going to throw anybody under the bus, it'd have to be Adelaide.
Oh, no. The Magic Morning Show on Magic 105.9.